Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 22, Johannesburg 21, Rustenburg 24 graden.
In Pretoria, crash on the N1 North at Rigel Avenue. As you can imagine, there's queuing traffic. Also, Edenvale, R24 East, a crash at the Edenvale exit.
Salim Simanga, die leier van die DEA in Gauteng, sê inwoners het leë beloftes verduur en dienslewering onder premier Panyasile Sufi het misluk. Hy het vandag wat hy die ware staat van Gauteng noem gelewer en beloftes gelys wat hy sê Lesufi nie nagekom het nie. Sy toespraak kom voor Lesufi se provinsiale staatsrede wat maandag sal plaasvind.
2024 has also made a promise that every family or every home will have e-panic buttons. I promise you, go and download the e-panic button, press it and see what happens. You can't have something that you press and then nothing responds, and then you are told that this is a game changer and an intervention. Those e-panic buttons now, according to their own report, there's only 2,000 active e-buttons that have been activated.
Johannesburgse burgemeester Dado Moreiro is bekommerd oor berigte van 'n beweerde politieke komplot teen hom. Volgens die Staatskoerant het twee burgemeesters, komiteelede en 'n ambtenaar van Randwater na bewering bespreek om die water toevoer so lank as moontlik af te sluit. Moreiro se woordvoerder Chris Vondo.
The executive mayor has noted that this ploy is said to be part of a political scheme to render the city ungovernable, and the mayor will explore legal counsel and possible options, and not ruling out the possibility of approaching the law enforcement agencies for a possible probe and investigation should these allegations be found to be legitimate.
Die Rietvlei Natuurreservaat is tydelik gesluit. Die sluiting is as gevolg van oorstromings wat deur die onlangse swaar reën veroorsaak is. Paaie is ook beskadig. Die Satswane sê intussen die voorsiening van basiese dienste in informele nedersettings word weens aanhoudende spaarreën belemmer. Dienste wat geraak word sluit in afleweringe deur watertankwas en die skoonmaak van toilette. Die metro se woordvoerder Lindela Mashigo.
Communities are urged to use water sparingly until the weather conditions improve and normal provision of services resumes. In addition, we appeal to vigilance when approaching flooded areas. We apologize for the inconvenience caused.
En ten slotte, die Suid-Afrikaanse musieksensasie Tyla maak steeds opslaa reg oor die wêreld en die keer met haar verskyning op die voorblads van British Vogue se maart uitgawe. Sy is die eerste Suid-Afrikaanse kunstenaar wat op die voorblad pryk. Tyla, wat 'n Grammy gewen het vir haar enkelsnit Water, sê die ervaring geniet.
Like, I'm so happy. I was so excited and just the team was so fun. Photographer, all of us, we got along so well. So the shoot felt like I didn't want it to end. Trying on so many different outfits. We were having fun with it. And I was involved with, you know, the outfits and everything. So it felt like a group thing.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. DA Gauteng leader Salim Simanga says residents have endured empty promises and failed service delivery under Premier Panyasile Sufi.
Yeah, but don't worry, we'll just pick up the tab again. Not this time. Sorry. No. 12:04 and a half. Thank you, Chanel September. That's a lekker story about Tyla, huh?
Yay. I love it.
I just want to hear of more young South Africans doing well, living their best lives. Come on.
Yes.
Talk about living our best lives. Okay, it's nog een matige dag in Gauteng vandaag. 22 for Joburg, 24 Pretoria, 50% chance of more rain. Jerry Klikkies vanaf die Koninkrijk, KwaZulu-Natal vanochtend gezien.
Yeah.
Oh, good grief. Durban flooding. Amanzimtoti CBD pretty much underwater. Hi. Okay, so that's KZN. Gisteraan, Mpumalanga, my boys, Orlando Pirates, due to play in the Betway Premiership. No, they didn't. Game postponed because of a waterlogged pitch. Also, getting into the stadium was like a mission. And then I see a tweet this morning from a former Jacaranda colleague who I worked with that.